other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Got 2 hours left. A lot of serious economic news. Your phone calls I want to go to first. GM says bondholder offer fails. Bankruptcy looms. As you know, Chrysler already went into bankruptcy 2 weeks ago under federal control. The feds are saying they may take over 70% of it. That means you're going to pay for it as taxpayers so they can move to China and Brazil. That's already been announced. They're leaving. They're going to ship back little tin can cars that go 30 miles an hour. It's all been announced. So this is just horrible. I was saying support them and bail them out because we're going to get 14 plus trillion to foreign banks that we got to pay for in tax money. Might as well, they're going to have socialism, save the car companies. But now you can forget it. We shouldn't bail them out, though the feds are, just to move them overseas. Billionaire elite want to control two-thirds of the dumb people. They want them wiped off the planet. That's the headline over at prisonplanet.com. Speaking of Kevin Trudeau, then I'm going to go to your calls and get into all the other news. Look, I don't watch a lot of TV, but over the years, I saw some of his TV presentations, his infomercials, and I usually don't order stuff, but I've ordered some of it. And I've actually read his debt book because somebody sent it to me a few weeks ago, and it's how to consolidate your credit card debt. Use the federal laws against higher interest rates. And it's just good advice. And that's why they're scared of him and why Bilderberg Group was talking to him, is because all I know is the stuff about herbs that he writes about is the mainline documented stuff, not kooky at all. He has a right to say it and put it out, even if it was pure bull. But it's not pure bull. And we've probably gotten 500 emails about him being on. And I'd say 80% of it's positive, saying, oh, yeah, I got his book. I got his materials. Yeah, it saved me a lot of money with my debts. I was really sick, but what he talked about eating nothing but organic food and taking these herbs and exercising, now I, feel great. I mean, it's his right to say it. It's his right to do it. I know he's listening right now. He just text messaged me. But we just had Kevin Trudeau on the show. And that doesn't mean I know everything about him or endorse everything he does and who he is. I support his First Amendment. I support his free speech. And the fact that the mainstream media demonizes him and attacks him, I spent about an hour last night watching clips of his infomercials, watching pieces that attack him, and I just see all the media tricks that I've seen that have been used against myself. And so all I'm telling you is that when the mainstream media is coming after somebody, I generally give them the benefit of the doubt. And then, I took his mega memory course. I think it's my dad bought it for me when I was in high school, and it really worked. And then I learned later it was just a lot of tried and trusted and true memory, tricks that they teach people, in industry. And I read the natural cures they don't want you to know about because listeners mail me everything. It was mailed to me years ago. I mean, we get 5, 6, 7, sometimes 20, 30 books a day mailed, hundreds of letters a day. And it's just mainline stuff. But even if it's not all accurate, nobody's perfect, it's his right to say it. I mean, they're now introduced bills, the Cyberbullying Act, to ban free speech. And if someone says that you hurt their feelings, it says word for word, you go to prison. Look, either we got a First Amendment or we don't. It's that simple. I don't think Kevin Trudeau's selling snake oil. But back when this country was free, people could pull up in a trailer, a horse-drawn carriage, and hold up a bottle of laudanum and say, this will cure your ills, make your hair grow, make you, feel great. And it was opium. I don't support them pushing opium, but it's better than them making it illegal. And now we have more opium because it jacks up the price of it, and our whole society's falling apart. You see what I'm saying? I support people's free speech, and that's why we had Kevin Trudeau on. It turned out to be a very interesting interview. So that's the bottom line on that. He has his free speech. I think we all agree on that. Your phone call straight ahead. Your free speech.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hans Briggs bought it, so
to come. Hans Briggs? Oh, no. Oh, hello. Great to see you again, Hans.
Mr. Earle, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, Hans?
Then let me look around so I can ease the UN's collective mind.
Hans, you're breaking my bars here, Hans. You're breaking my bars.
I'm sorry, but the UN must be firm with you. Let me see your whole palace, or else.
Or else what?
Or else we will be very, very angry with you. And we will write you a letter telling you how angry we are.
Okay, I'll show you, Hans. You ready? Stand ready to your left. Read more.
Hans Briggs, oh no! Gotta have some fun here as all this happens. There's Hans Briggs, right there. Doing quite nicely. But see, the government, the media can tell you, oh, those guys over there, they're evil. But our governments, they're good. No, they're just slicker. And that's what's happening. All right, I promise to take your phone calls. Cal just hung up. So we're going to go to Derek, Fred, Dave, John, Leo, David, and many others. In fact, should I go to David first? He's in Singapore getting reports of what could shape up to be World War III. By the way, I forgot to get to this. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that there is no right to a lawyer. You can be interrogated without a lawyer. That's just end of the Bill of Rights. That's out of Reuters, by the way, and they report it like it's no big deal. So, see, all of this is happening. We're going into tyranny right now. Jason Burmes will join us in 30 minutes. Let's go to David in Singapore. David, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I don't really have any insight on anything from this part of the world. I'm just passing through right now. I wanted to talk about conditioning and predictive programming and the revelation of the method. I've heard you say, I think I heard you say that definitely were not aware of it, but do you think it's possible that they might have allowed you to somehow not be kicked out of Bohemian Grove so that you could expose that or something? Do you think
yes,
that's possible?
I mean, it's possible that leprechauns are real. You know, maybe 10,000 years ago, somebody saw somebody walk off a little flying saucer that was dressed like a leprechaun, and that's where the legends of leprechauns began. I don't speculate on space aliens and leprechauns because I can't prove one way or the other whether space aliens or leprechauns are real. All I know is everybody else that's gone into Bohemian Grove has been caught and been arrested. But of the, it's got to be more than 10 reporters, People Magazine, Vanity Fair, the list goes on and on, local reporters, they've all been arrested because they try to go into the meeting halls. It's over 100 subcamps there in that gorge. It's 2,700 acres. People say, well, why didn't you show the Buddha statue? You're covering up for the Buddhist. Or why didn't you show some Catholic statue? Because it is 2,700 acres of hills and rugged hills where electric, gas-powered golf carts with attendants take them up the hills. I was only in the gorge and then went up one hill to hide in the woods because I'd been questioned by Secret Service, questioned by Sonoma County Sheriff deputies. They're the ones that arrested the Vanity Fair guy last year. And, if you read his description of what's inside and what happened to him, it's the same thing happened to me. I was just amazingly calm. So was Mike Hansen. You know, we kind of put on the Texas charm with him and like, yeah, we're just hillbillies. You know, we're here with that club from Texas. How you doing? And by the grace of God, it was all about the mission. You know, you get past your fear of being caught and your anxiety by the mission. And we snuck in. We got out. I believe they didn't know we were in there. I've been honest about why I believe that we were left alone. Because I saw employees laughing at me, and some of the sheriff's deputies were off laughing when who I later learned was the sheriff, came up to me and said, I saw you with a spyglass up here. And I said, yeah, it's in my bag, binoculars. It was really a camera. You know, you see when you get the shots of the river. I was dumb and pulled it out because they have hidden cameras. I saw a guard shack down there with TV screens when I walked past it. So we were being calm. But later I learned more about the Grove, that they had a lot of male prostitutes coming there, and I was 50 pounds lighter then and pretty good looking. Well, I guess I was about 40 pounds lighter then because I lost a lot of weight. But the point is that, and Mike's not a bad looking guy, and so the big joke was they thought we were the male prostitutes. So it's kind of a inglorious reason that we were able to infiltrate. We were younger and good looking. Most of these reporters I've seen getting arrested are older or aren't handsome. And so that was the big joke. I was being laughed at every time I was seen. It was a big joke. We went into one camp and had guys come up to us and ask us who we were with, and it was kind of getting obvious, and they were getting a little paranoid, so we left. And going back in hindsight, the way these men were approaching us and talking to us, these rich CEOs, is they wanted to have a little, you know, roll in the hay. But that, you know, that, you know, as they say in Spartacus, I like oysters, not snails. I'm not a snail eater. I'm not in their camp. So if you really want to know what was going on there, that is probably what happened. That's my inglorious reason that we did. And plus, God is with us. You know, people like to joke around and say the force is with us, but when God is with you, who can be against you? I believe in providence, and I did say a prayer, God, let me get in here, let me find out the truth. If there isn't a ritual going on, or if it isn't serious, I'll come out and report it, and I went in and reported it. And so I agree with what our guest was saying yesterday about the elites rationalize to themselves that so what, it's revelation of the method, this stuff's going to come out anyway, so what if I'm exposing it? But I've gotten death threats and been beat up and other things, and so I know they don't like it, you know, that much. But I've had more problems, say, when I'm exposing a federal judge like Walter E. Smith, pointing out he was having a fraudulent civil trial. He was being basically sued for the criminal trial, and then there he was, the head of the civil trial. I said, what a fraud. You know, the Davidians were found not guilty of murder, but then they were found guilty of using weapons in the commission of a murder. And that was a mandatory federal sentencing. He put him there for 47 years apiece. And so I was bullhorning the judge. I was making a big deal in the news. And I got beat up for it pretty bad. And my dad told me that growing up. He said, you got to watch the little thugs. You got to watch the little local boss hogs. And that's true. They're the ones that are scared of you. See, because I can take on Hayes County and probably get a lot of them in jail. So they're dangerous. I can take on Travis County and Austin. That's why in my own backyard, I don't mess with the locals too much. I still expose them and things, but I'm not out charging in to mess with the locals because they're the type that'll give you cement shoes. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, let me ask you, like, I heard you mention it back during the flu thing. There was an episode of Alec Baldwin's show that came out in January entitled Flu Shot that was all about flu shots and, you know, making you think you needed to get one and all this stuff. And you recently had posted the old Archie Bunker from 72 talking about gun control and all this conditioning and predictive programming coming out in shows and movies. How do you think how do they insert so many things like that into shows? And I mean, without it, you know, people knowing about, don't they?
Well, I mean, especially back in the 70s and 80s, there might have been 100 major or less TV producers. I mean, each producer would, you know, have like 20, 30 shows in their 20, 30 years in the business. And they had a handful of writers they use, and they have a worldview. And the CIA admits, going back to the 30s when they were OSS, they were there planning stories. And I've had the Lone Gunman star, Dean Haglund, on, saying the CIA planted stories on them, planted the fly hijack jets in the World Trade Center, use a government drill to make NORAD stand down. The government's going to do it, but going to use an anti-terror drill as the cover. That's how they really launch attacks, 7-7, 9-11, 1993 World Trade Center bombing. But they don't have total control or total dominance. I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. I know I'm affecting change. And you know, as a lone wolf, you're good. And so you need to become a leader and take action. And in that, you know that you're having an effect. And then as we wake up the elite, and as we wake up the middle class, as we wake up, and as we become the dominant force in society, we have to be ready for victory as well. People think we can't have victory. They think if we ever have success, it must be staged. The truth is the elite want to make you think everything's staged and we have no power because they know how much power we really got. I appreciate your call, sir. I'm not exactly sure where you're going, but it brought up some interesting points. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Derek in Texas. Derek, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm obligated to plug NorthTexas911Truth.com because they're having a great event, and they've invited me to speak because I know one of them. Yeah, I know one of the members. He knows that I'm a registered engineer, and he wants me to come talk to the press and answer some questions and give a presentation on what I think would be a reasonable solution to getting to the bottom of 9/11 in terms
good.
Of...
Good. See, and you know you're a good person, so you're taking action, getting on the road. You know, the road to victory against tyranny isn't open forever. Everybody's got to take that road, get off the road of slavery we're on, off the road of apathy, and get on the road of liberty and freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had other engineers call me a nut job and the whole nine yards, and then they'll come back a year later and say, doggone it, you know, you were right. This is just too much. And
exactly. Tell me more about it on the other side. Then I'm going to go to everybody else here. And then about 40 after, Burmis is going to pop in. He walked in and said, did you see the Supreme Court said no more lawyers? And I said, yeah, I saw that last night. It's in my stack. I mean, that's my point. Because I got stacks of news here. I got to go over it all. It's all just coming in too fast. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Who was it I was just talking to? That's what I thought. Okay, Derek in Texas, you're going up to, as an architect or an engineer, you're going up to give a presentation. What else were you going to add?
Well, just the central part of my presentation is to demand for the plans, especially WTC-7. I know there were some early plans for WTC-1 and 2 that were released, but those weren't final plans signed and stamped by an engineer. Those were preliminary plans which left a lot of critical dimensions unspecific at that time, which I believe.
Also, they're being very secretive about Building 7's plans after FEMA took it over and built the command bunker within it. That was a spook house they blew up that day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was loaded with all kinds of stuff, laundry list of stuff to
Department of Defense, NSA, FBI, CIA, IRS, the whole thing, giant spook command base.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me get to this event. It is going to be in Plano, Texas. It's Saturday, July 11th, and it's going to be at a campus. You can get more information at NorthTexas911Truth.com. I'm going to open up the point of finite element analysis. With the plans or without the plans, we can still recreate the situation and kind of highlight the unviability of a free fall collapse, symmetrical, gravity-driven collapse that pulverized up and let molten metal sit for 6 weeks or so. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. I got to jump, man. Good to hear from you, Derek. Fred in Philly, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Wanted to talk about the economic cartel. You have, as Kevin was mentioning, you have the agricultural cartel, you have the all the other ones he mentioned, but there's a monetary cartel that has to do with the gold. We know that the markets are manipulated by the use of planted stories on the sentiment of the traders. People are told that there is no reason for panic in a particular event, and therefore the price of gold may drift downward. If no one is participating in these markets except a few powerful people, then that allows for the social psychology to come in, and that, in addition to the selling of gold, suppresses the price of gold. So we have an economic cartel, and you have a long-term phasing out of the dollar. And my question to you, Alex, is what do you think the reaction of the American people will be when they're told that they're going to have to get out of the dollar, they're going to be phasing in a new currency, and as a result, they're going to be basically governed from abroad?
Well, they're already telling them that in Time Magazine and Newsweek and everywhere else, so that's the process. But they frame it as this is the solution to the economic crisis, is to accept these international bankers that engineered the crisis, but they're the experts that know how to fix it. Give them unlimited power over your nation state, and they'll fix it. And then there's several different plans they're debating and pushing. They always give you a few false choices, but it all comes from the same group, so either way they win. And, you know, we cover this actually in the Obama deception, but how they're laying it out is really simple. They're saying they're going to have a world authority that sets currency rates, sets currency values, that sets interest rates with complete control by this private group. They're already steering things and bending the world to their will, but they've got to keep control of counties, cities, the feds, the states, the Association of Governors. You know, I mean, it's quite a balancing act, a juggling act they're doing. That's why with this new global authority, for their, quote, administrative convenience, as David Rockefeller has said, a global government for their administrative convenience, this will allow them a lot more control. And so at first they're just going to be dictating the regional currencies. So you already have a global currency because they're going to be in control of it. They're going to be in a centralized global level planning it and setting it all up. But then they are debating whether to phase it in with different regional currencies like the Amero, the Euro, the Asian Phoenix, and others, and that's even been in Money Magazine, or bypass all that completely. And even if you have cash, it'll be digitally marked to your face scan and your thumbprint, and the new global cashless society is the biometric identifier. And so everybody's kind of worried about global currencies. That's really a red herring. They're planning to leapfrog past that to a new global standardized cashless society.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You know, I've been so busy covering North Korea, breaking the armistice, saying they're basically in a state of war, so busy covering the economy, I haven't even got into Sotomayor, who is a Hispanic supremacist. You know, whites have got white supremacists, blacks have got black nationalist supremacists. She is on record saying that Hispanic women can make better decisions than old white males in 2001, but we'll get to that clip later. That's mainstream news. I'm sure you've all heard about it a million times. She's anti-gun. And it just never ends. You know, we shouldn't be hearing about race from a judge. But that's who the global bankers hire. They just hire anybody that hates this country. And then they love it. They love it that Obama creates all this racial tension and creates a racial debate. And then, you know, he has his attorney general come out and say Americans are racist cowards. You know, they pimp it. They use it to divide and conquer the population. They love it. You know, they know she made all these racist comments. They know that. That's why they want her there. They want to freak everybody out, everybody fighting. Now, we can't have a Hispanic American man or woman or a white guy or a black guy who's actually a constitutionalist. Just everything is about what color somebody is. This country is in deep trouble. It's just going to get worse and worse. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Let's talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I was calling about last night's Jason Burmes show when he came on air and was literally almost having a heart attack about this Supreme Court decision about no lawyers, no Miranda rights, and I was kind of surprised not to see any headlines on InfoWars or PrisonPlanet.com this morning about that. I was really hoping that you could go into that.
Yeah, like I said, people don't understand how small we are. I've got Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and Steve Watson are the four people we've got that write. They've got to update websites, do customer service. I mean, we're a small – I mean, I got 20 employees, and I can barely pay them. I mean, it takes a lot of money to do that and pay for the bandwidth and everything else that we do, and people just keep asking me to do this and do that, and I did mention the Supreme Court, and I did say that was coming up. But Paul Watson and Kurt both wrote stories on Monday about the nuclear test by North Korea and about how things were escalating. And then they wrote more stories yesterday, and we covered that. We kind of got distracted by the 1953 armistice being broken, so a state of war being between those two countries on paper. And what's happening in Pakistan and Iran and Israel saying they're getting ready to hit Iran and the United States and NATO and Israel launching a sneak attack on Russia on 888. I mean, we're in GM saying they're about to go bankrupt. I also wanted some time when I saw this last night to research it. And so I happen to have Cornell University Law School, Sixth Amendment right to counsel, police interrogation, Miranda rights. And it's dealing with this ruling, and it's saying that's not exactly what it does. So that was in my stack. But you're on air, sir. Do you have any comments about this?
Yeah, that's good news, and I didn't mean to complain about.
No, you're not complaining. I'm saying we need listeners. And, of course, if it's crap, we can't post it. But most of it gets sent good. Send it to Kurt at InfoWars.com with the note saying you have full authorization to post the article I've written here, blah, blah, blah. Because we have people send us stuff and then bitch at us for posting it later. But be sure to say, I want you to post this. I wrote this for you. Write an article. A bunch of people are starting to do that. We found some good writers. We're getting some pieces almost every day from listeners or other writers. Craig Roberts told me I could post his stuff. Ron Paul told me we can post his stuff under our name, though my webmasters don't ever do that for some reason. We need more writers. We're a small organization. And listen, I'm not bitching at you. I'm trying to explain. I'm frustrated too. I mean, I didn't know there was 180 plus sponsors. It was 179 last week. Now it's over 180 for the audit the Fed bill. People had to call up and say, didn't you know it went up to 179? Everybody thinks I'm omnipresent. And I'm not. I'm a regular guy, man. I'm a regular guy. But go ahead, your points.
Well, that was basically it. I mean, I tried to find it on Google News, did some searching myself, and I couldn't come up with the article. But I'm looking forward to, Jason coming on and discussing it with you. And also all the other points that you're hitting on today are just mind-blowing and very informative. So appreciate all your hard work, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, no, I wasn't whining back at the listener. I'm just saying we got a money bomb coming up June 11th, and I haven't even really plugged this thing. I haven't even talked about it. We need people to go sign up with the email to pledge that you're going to give. Go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. There's big banners. The website's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Let's put that up on screen for folks, please. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. If you just go back to InfoWars.com, you can click on the banner right there, guys, and just punch that up for people. There it is. And we've raised $25,000. We said that people want to just go ahead and give now. Go ahead and do it, but we're going to try to raise $250,000. Sounds like a lot. That's nothing. That barely pays for our bandwidth in a year. And I don't like having to get up here and spend all my time, even though I have great sponsors, talking about sponsors, pushing it. But do you know what radio stations have to raise to be on the air? You know what networks have to raise? People complain about ads. You're not going to have any local media or any independent media if you don't support it. And I know folks are supporting us. I'm not complaining. It's just, I got to be honest, though, I almost didn't do this money bomb because I thought, do I even want to get that money and then try to hire a couple more people? Because it creeps me out having to find out who's an agent, who isn't, going through the infiltrators, And I'm not scared of them coming in here and setting me up and doing something. I'm not scared. I'm scared of not being able to finish my work. I mean, I'm in real cloak and dagger type stuff, folks. I'm living in the real world. Let me tell you, it isn't pretty. I mean, it's pretty outside. There's a lot of great things in life, but the New World Order isn't pretty. And so go sign up to donate on June 11th, or you can donate now. We have a PayPal and credit card right there. You can also call the toll-free number. We need to, is the toll-free number listed up there? 888-253-3139. Or go buy the books, the videos, the materials. I mean, I tell people make copies of my films, give them to people. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We just keep upgrading it, making it better and better. You can download all the films, burn them to disc, PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I wish I had spent all my time writing and making films and doing this. I spend most of my time fiddling with taxes, fiddling with regulations, new bureaucrats. They've created like three new agencies that with the state of Texas that come and harass us and demand to audit things, and bureaucrats stomping around like they own everything, and I'm a slave, and you know, dealing with dirty tricks people are pulling, and dealing with, you know, the power getting turned off at my house because I forget to pay a bill. I mean, I am a regular guy, folks, and just to get control of my life, I've had to stop doing as many radio interviews. I turn down 2 or 3 interviews a day now, and then those people never call back. Those are contacts that are dead. Because I turned them down. They always get scorned. Because I don't see my children even 2-3 hours a day unless I cancel these interviews. I don't get the bills paid. I don't deal with employees fighting with each other. You know, it's all the crap. And I'm not complaining. But I don't work at some big corporation. I am InfoWars. I deal with it all. I deal with egomaniacs in this movement. Because all of society is mentally ill and very sick right now. And very worldly. Constant attacks, constant infighting. And I've learned to just turn the other cheek, take it. Even though I'm not wrong, I'm wrong. Just good. I'll be the bad guy. Because we got to beat the New World Order before they start World War III, before they release a real super flu, before they nuke a city. This isn't a game. This is real. And a lot of you out there that are sucking your thumbs and ninnying and engaging all the baloney, as things get worse and worse, you're going to wish you'd have taken action. But we still have time to stop this if people grow up. You got to get on the road, though, folks. And again, there is no neutral position here. Doing nothing is a decision. Doing nothing has consequences. Either join evil or join good. But don't make excuses if you're police or military or news people or government bureaucrats. You know this is evil. You know things are getting worse. You know there's corruption in place. And a lot of people, as they get scared, they decide to join the evil. They decide to do whatever they're told just to hold on. A lot of times as things get worse, some people wake up and take action, but just as many throw themselves down before the evil. They become buffaloed. They roll over. I'm not rolling over, and I know I'm good. I know I'm real. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm doing the best job I can. I frustratedly get mad that my body gets tired. I frustratedly get mad that some days I don't want to work 14, 15, 16 hours a day. Because I know this is a short life, and I know we're facing pure evil. And I don't have any, you know, diversions or delusions about that. And I realize what we're facing. And I realize more and more that fighting the New World Order, changing the system we live in, is about an inside job, like the Don Henley song says. It's an inside job just like it always is. I've got to change who I am. You've got to change who you are. You know, it doesn't even hurt my feelings with somebody I've lifted up and built and promoted. I mean, I don't know of anybody except a very few people that haven't stabbed me in the back. Very few, like a Jason Burmes, a Jack McClam, a few others. Almost everyone is so obsessed with my success and my celebrity, which is a curse, really. You know, it's got the blessings because I can reach out and reach a lot of people, but it has the curse in that man is so fallen and people are so petty that all these people I tried to build up and tried to give platforms, they don't appreciate it. They hate me for it. When I was only looking for soldiers, I was only looking for captains, I was only looking for generals, I was only looking for people to try to raise up as I was risen up by others to be part of the big win against tyranny. And, you know, it doesn't hurt me when I'm attacked. It hurts me for them. The megalomania, the power trips, and then I see in them myself. I see in them what I've been in the past. I see in them the mistakes I've made. I see in them how you know, we all grow, and so then you can't even really hate them. Now, the New World Order, I do really hate because they're conscious of what they're doing. They understand human nature. They understand wisdom, and they've decided to bend that wisdom towards dominating innocent people and doing horrible things that hurt innocence and hurt beauty and hurt creativity and hurt the human spirit that's meant to be uplifted and grow and build things. And I just really feel sad for those that are missing out on what life's really all about, because I am discovering such fulfillment and, I don't know, I'm just changing as a person where I almost enjoy taking the blame. I almost enjoy being hated because I understand that that spirit of being humble, is really not even the strongest spirit, even though it is. It's just that that's what I was meant to be. That I'm home now. You know, I've always been a good-natured person. Like, you know, you say, oh, that dog's a good-natured old dog. I'm a sweet person. And I always grew up thinking everybody was like me. Everybody was sweet and loving and had a big heart. And they don't, ladies and gentlemen. We're a very sick society. We're so cold-blooded, we'll kill 51 million babies and counting and be proud of it and make excuses about it. You know, you can make excuses all day, that's murder. You can make excuses all day about the police turning into police state, but we all know it is. You can make excuses all day about the foreign bankers raping us and robbing us, but we know it is. Now, let's call Burmese in because the caller was talking about how he talked about it last night. I saw this last night. I actually printed it off Drudge. The caller was saying Burmese just ran off. He was waiting to come in here. Come on in. How many times up? The caller's saying he can't find it. Let me read to you the headline. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects' questioning. And it says by a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority, they're not conservatives, overhaul a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney in an arraignment or similar proceeding. See, because the police were so corrupt in the 70s and stuff when all this happened that they passed laws and had rulings that the police just can't say because they put a gun to your head or intimidated you that you said you committed the murder or whatever. In 1986 decision held that once a defendant invoked the right to counsel, only the suspect and not the police can initiate the contact. That's saying don't start interrogations on people without people's counsel. And that goes back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That would be conservative would be to keep that. See, and it goes on, expanding the power of police to question suspects, but it does not change the landmark 66 ruling barring the police from questioning a suspect who invoked the right to remain silent or have a lawyer present. He initially waived his right to a lawyer and was questioned by the police. He told several conflicting stories. Several days later, he appeared in court, preliminary hearing, and told a local judge appointed a lawyer to represent him who could not afford an attorney. And how this works is they say, look at these criminals. You know, we need to get tough on them. But you get Nazi Germany, you get Soviet Russia. You take people's due process and their protections away, you get a tyranny, which is always the greatest threat to liberty throughout history, so the founders knew to protect that. It sounds crazy the way the media advertises it and the way they act, but really we need these, and better 10 guilty men to go free than one innocent man go to prison. Now the attitude, the feds have said, oh, it doesn't matter if around the country, you know, over a third of the people on death row are totally innocent, or maybe half. You know, a few innocent people are going to go to the lethal injection so that we are all safe. See, that's Napoleonic. That's tyranny. That's the flip side, the opposite of the Renaissance, of the Magna Carta, of Mosaic Law, of freedom. But we did pull up a Cornell Law University. They're saying it doesn't quite get rid of you being able to say, I'm not talking to you until I see my attorney. It's saying if the police can trick you to talk, they can now use it as admissible, but it is a pretty big deal. Jason, your comments on that?
Yeah, you know, it really fired me up, Alex. I couldn't believe it, because now the cops are just going to say, oh, he said he didn't need a lawyer. You know, it's going to be the cop's word against yours when they interrogate you, and it's going to be...
Well, it's like ruling saying you don't have a Fourth Amendment now.
Yeah, and then on top of that, they always make it look like it was so close. Oh, it's 5-4. When was the last time we saw a 9-0 or a 7-2 ruling? It's always 5-4. Oh, we were this close to keeping your civil liberties.
Oh, but the liberals are protecting you. They want to ban your free speech, but they'll allow you to not have to answer questions. It's all a dog and pony show.
Exactly. And I was just so upset. I can't believe that if I get, you know, pulled over, detained, and I say, I'm not talking to you until I get my lawyer here, they'll just be like, okay, and just, you know, throw me to the side, maybe hit me with a baton. Oh, he came in with...
But you know, they already do that. I know a lot of people get thrown in jail for months without lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. They
no, that's happening.
They're putting it on paper. You know, that's the problem. They're making a Supreme Court decision about it. Yes, are police corrupt? Yes. Have they done this before? Yes. But now they're saying, it's okay, police. You can get away with this now.
Hey, what about LaRaza Mechem, member, the new Supreme Court nominee? I mean, this lady has come right out. Here's her quote. I would hope that a wise Latina woman with the richness of her experiences would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male hasn't lived that life. And that's what Judge said. This is out of the New York Times. Said, and it goes on.
And she's a member of LaRaza, and there's an even more disturbing quote on the third page.
But you know what LaRaza means? It means for our race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Folks, I don't care if you're Hispanic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of the fact that a massive percentage of Hispanics have been filled with this idea that get the gringos, ha-ha, our race is the God race. When we had the mayor here, he had Oslon Day and said, we are the super race. And it says, whether born from experience or inherent psychological or cultural differences, she said, for jurists who are women and non-white, our gender and national origins may and will make a difference in our judging. So, yeah, this is like a commissar who's going to inject race into this. This is what creates the racism, folks. Stay there, Jason. Race pimps.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to ensure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hey, European Union Bilderberg Group document has just surfaced. Great article by a listener posted at InfoWars.com. Aaron's going to pop in for like 5 minutes coming up, and then I'm going to continue with your phone calls for everybody that is patiently holding. And we're going to be talking to Jason Furman, finishing up just a moment, about this horrid Supreme Court nominee. I mean, could I just have a Hispanic Supreme Court judge that doesn't believe Texas and California belong to Mexico and doesn't believe that the plan of San Diego should, I mean, if she's part of La Raza for the race everything, for those of us other race nothing, she believes the implementation of plan of San Diego. And, I mean, you know, again, if you don't know what that is, Google the plan of San Diego, and people will see it on screen, University of Texas, University of Mexico City. It is the plan to kill all whites, 16 and above, and re-educate all whites. And this is what is taught by Mecha, La Raza, and, I mean, I'm against the Ku Klux Klan, but they're not saying they have a plan to kill all blacks. I mean, this is amazing. And that's off the University of Texas right there. So you can read about the plan to kill you and your family right there that the new Supreme Court nominee would like to carry out. Very, very disgusting. See, their racism's good, and then everybody else is supposed to stand down and be overrun by it. And that's what the global bankers want. Before we go back to Jason Burmis, Ecola Blue is one of our great sponsors. Atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Check out EcolaBlue.com, folks. You won't be disappointed. Pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air of exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water. Now the filtering process works. The water is passed through an active carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in an illuminated tank, eliminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. EcolaBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043. Okay, Jason, finishing up. Yeah, you've done a lot of research on this lady. There's that New York Times article you were talking about. Other points about Mexican supremacist to be our new gun-grabbing leader.
Well, number one, she is a council member on La Raza. So she's not a member. You know, she's a council member.
Yeah, like Hermann Göring was on the council of Hitler.
Yeah.
She's on the council of,
Yeah, and she's a Bush 1 appointee back in the 90s in New York. You know this lady is going to come in and take away our sovereignty.
She's a globalist.
Yes. She's about a North American union. I don't want to lose my sovereignty to Canada. I don't want to lose
Well, by the way, she and others have said, and that's what's not getting attention, like all the liberal Supreme Court members have said, we're going to follow UN and NATO and Hague courts, world court. That's our boss. This is high treason. But see, if you're not for high treason, you hate Mexicans, Burmese.
And that's just not the case. You know, I could care less what color you are.
No. See, they make it racial. Mm-hmm. They make us defend ourselves. She's a Mexican supremacist. She's an America hater.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? They're having this new immigration reform meeting on June 8th.
They call it reform, total capitulation.
Exactly. It's going to be illegal immigration. Illegal immigrants are no longer illegal. That's why these domestic lexicons say if you're anti-illegal immigration, you're an extremist. If you believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, you're an extremist. This is the wildest thing in the world. They're really gearing up, I think, within the next 2 years to just totally eviscerate.
And she loves to talk about how white males are bad. Imagine if we came out and said Mexicans were bad.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, you're a bad guy because you were born white and a man? I mean, we should all be judged.
Look. If the British Empire would have been run by Africans, everybody would hate blacks. Mm-hmm. They hate whoever is dominant and takes over. And the truth is, all these groups just wish they could take over is the issue. I want everybody to have liberty and freedom now. I don't care what color you are. Stop letting them use left-right racial politics. Burmese, anything else?
That's all I got for you, Alex.
But you'll be back tonight with the Info Warrior 9 to midnight right here on GCN and at InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.